warm welcome to Vasula Giorgio to the Body and Mind platform. Vasula Giorgio is from Canterbury, England. Hello, Vasula.
Hello, Terry.
Vasula works with Moon Astrology and is the author of the book Journey of the Soul. Let's start with you, Vasula. Who is Vasula Giorgio?
Well, I've been working with astrology since the late 1980s, and before that I was in catering, so my background is catering. Still in that area of my life, I was serving others and I did enjoy it, the interaction, but I had the opportunity to move forward into my own chosen career, and I did choose alternative therapies and astrology, and I use astrology really as structure, and so that I can benefit my clients with a little bit more knowledge and a bit more hindsight. So that's what I do.
Okay. So you specialize in moon energy, moon power. Can you please explain what moon energy is all about?
Yes, moon energy is to do with your feelings. It's to do with emotions, your perceptions, your intuition, and along them lines. Basically, most of us use our moon energy, our feelings, in an erratic way, somewhat. As the moon affects the tides, so the moon affects our feelings, and our energies change from one day to the next. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down, sometimes we just don't want to face the world, and other times we're on cloud nine. So moon energy is all about structuring this energy and also directing it in the way that we choose, so that we can use our emotions to benefit us.
So how do we direct these emotions? How do we use this power, Vasula?
Well, I've created a very, very simple method. I give each person their own natal chart, which will tell them where their planets are, what houses they're in. They don't need to know anything about astrology, really. Everything is in Journey of the Soul. So what I do is I help people to tap into their energy by following the cycle of the moon day by day through their own zodiacal chart. And the way they do this is by just checking through Journey of the Soul. In there, I have all the tools that you would need in order to use this energy. I have the keywords for the zodiacal signs from Aries to Pisces, and you need to jot these down in your journal. So you will need to purchase a journal and keep it specifically for this work. And also, it's a very good idea to give yourself a time as well, a time during the day that you connect to, and you think to yourself, well, this is my time, because so many people don't give themselves the time of day. So it's important to give yourself 10-15 minutes a day. If you really don't have the time, because life is fast, I would say to you, at the very least, give yourself 30 seconds and jot down in your journal how you feel today. Good, bad, whatever it may be, just jot it down.
Okay.
As well as this, I would advise you to jot down the keywords for the houses from 1 to 12. Each house means something different. The first house is personal. The second house is to do with your roots, your feelings, your past to a certain extent. It also relates to money. The third house relates to your friendships, small journeys, everyday connections. So every house means something different. So in your journal, you would write down the keywords for the house, the houses, where the moon is. Mm-hmm. And then you would also write down the keywords for where the moon is in your own natal chart and where the moon is transiting at this basic moment in time. So there are a few keywords here. They all come from different areas, all very, very connected, and it all comes together as one jigsaw puzzle. And it will all form to link up your planets, your feelings, your intuition, your wisdom, whatever it is that you need to do. And as you follow through with this moon cycle, step by step, you will become to understand who you are, what you are, your feelings, and how you can actually ground these. Another pointer that this will give you as you begin to understand your feelings and connect with excuse me, your own moon energy, and that is you'll begin to release old ties that you no longer need. You'll begin to release feelings of anxiety, feelings where sometimes you wait for the next person to give you the okay, feelings that connect with other people, so that you just rely on your center. And it will begin to help you to understand that when there is joy in your life, in your body, and in your feelings, then you know that you're following through with what is right for you.
Okay.
This is not a difficult thing to do. It might seem difficult, but it's not. It's just so simple. The moon spends 2.5 days in each sign, so it gives you ample time to understand and to resonate with the energy which is around you and within you and is affecting you. Mm-hmm. For example, yesterday and today, the moon's been in Scorpio, so the moon's been quite deep, feelings have been quite deep, we're coming to the end of the moon, so people are beginning to feel quite tired, we really need to focus within, to take in this new energy that's coming into us, because it's a far more outreaching sign, Sagittarius, coming up. But so that will give you an idea of how to use your moon. It gives you 2.5 days to resonate with that energy. In them 2.5 days, you'll begin to understand, ah, I think I understand. And then you'll begin to connect the keywords you've written down with your diary. Connect with what you've written down, how you feel, and see that the keywords and what you've written in your diary resonate. Not everything will be hunky-dory, but a lot of things will resonate with you, and there will be connections. And so in that way, you will connect to your own feelings and your own ideals.
Yes. Thank you. So now, Vasula, where can we find the transits to help us through our meditative journal process?
Yeah, the transits can be found on my sister's site of www.astroawareness.com. They're there. All you simply do is just download them and write them in your journal.
Okay. Now, can you briefly explain to us what a natal chart is all about?
Yes, a natal chart is basically a blueprint of the qualities you have within you. It's quite simple, really.
Okay.
The planets are dotted around the zodiacal sign, and it will give you an indication how you feel. The formation of the planets will give you an indication of your personality and how you direct your energy. And also the different planets that the houses are in. The houses are...
Okay. Ben, can we get this natal chart from you?
Yes, I will send it to you. Okay. No problem.
Thank you very much for this interesting information. We're just about coming to the end of our interview. We've got approximately 2 minutes or so left. Perhaps in these last few minutes, Vasula, you can give us some inspiration, some moon energy inspiration.
Yes, I would say to everyone to follow through with the cycle of the moon. Be diligent. Note how you feel and follow it through for a period of 3 months. You'll become to understand yourself, your feelings, and you'll become to know that you can direct your own energies in the way that you choose and step into your own power to be who you are, who you are meant to be, and to be full of joy and full of love and light.
Okay. And how can we contact you, Vasula?
Just email me. It's myjourney474@gmail.com.
Are you happy to do consultations over Skype?
Oh, very, yes. Oh, yes, very welcomed.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for your time today, Vasula. As mentioned, we can contact Vasula on myjourney474@gmail.com and visit the website to download the book, Journey of the Soul, at astroawareness.com. Thank you very much, Vasula. Have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you very much, Terry. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.